The northeastern United States has been bracing for what weather forecasters dubbed a historic winter storm, but it just didn't turn out to be as bad as expected in some areas. When I drove to work in the wee hours of the morning today, the light snow was still falling, but the streets were clear. Just had to brush off the car, and my snow boots were really hardly needed at all. And New York City was supposed to get plastered, but our correspondent up there, Adam Phillips, tells me despite all the concern, they really are doing well. What can you tell me about what's going on, Adam?
Well, it was kind of a bust, although it was fun getting ready for the whole thing. I mean, last night, the supermarket had huge lines. People were very, very worried. They scurried home. Kids were happy, of course. The mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio, called for a traffic ban, so there were hardly any cars on the road at all, including New Yorkers' beloved delivery vehicles couldn't come and deliver food to people and have their Chinese food in their, you know, cozy quilts. But other than that, it was just a lot of snow, but it didn't really amount to anything that would inconvenience anybody or endanger anybody. And so it was kind of a bust from that point of view. But people felt relieved, but maybe a little disappointed because New Yorkers like a bit of drama as well.
Well, what about a little bit further up north from you, though? It was a little bit more difficult up there.
It did get worse in New England, which is northeast of New York City. They're used to a lot of snow over there, and you know, they're very, very hardy about it. They take great pride in preparing, but they also didn't get it as bad as they thought they did. About a third of a meter in Cape Cod, Nantucket got it the worst. And they were a little bit worried about high tides because of big winds, and there are hurricane-force winds there. May create some flooding and destroy homes. So they're sort of battening down the hatches in that region.
Well, you folks in New York are known to be pretty hardy, too. I guess today's going to be a big play day.
Yeah, it's going to be a big play day. Kids are going to love it. My own child is going to make snowmen and go outside, and there's lots of cocoa at the end. And of course, they don't have to go to school. The kids are a little bit older, and they're very happy about that, although the bad news is they'll have to pick it up sometime later. New Yorkers have a very interesting relationship with snow. They sort of take it personally. That how could nature have the effrontery of sort of inconveniencing them at all? We have such an artificial environment here that we love that it's sort of interesting to see nature sort of shake her skirts when something like this happens.
Do you think that people are going to complain that everybody was overprepared for this storm?
No, I mean, Superstorm Sandy is still in people's minds. So I think that people generally, or at least it seems to me, the sensible view is to be more prepared rather than less prepared. I mean, it's true that the weather predictors really pretty much had it kind of wrong. And I'm sure that there'll be cries of alarmism, you know, from the mayor and Governor Cuomo and people like that. But I think that people will take it in stride and be glad that at least they could have been safe if they were endangered.
Thanks a lot, Adam.
Okay.